Blog Talk Radio.
Our destiny is greatness, people. Why?
Because God did it.
Come on with it.
Talk to him.
Hey. Hey. They can eat in the morning.
You know why they yawning, yawning.
You know why they yawning, yawning, yawning.
Talk to him.
Come on,
eat. Get them out the way.
Come on.
Hey, God, where about that?
We loosen the food base.
Lethoric.
It's happening. Colossal.
Talk to him. He got word about that.
Get my day. Woo! That's right, baby. We are back. It is Motivational Monday. And we are ready to go today.
Today.
B, what's up with you, bro?
What's going on, brother?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm 25 years old, and I'm thankful. I'm thankful, and I'm old. I know. Anyone older than you hates to hear you say that you're old, but I'm saying it because I feel old. But
yeah, you old. Yo. Enjoy these last months of 24 because you old, brother. You old.
It says
downhill from here.
Shut the hell up. I just hate the phrase quarter century. That's what makes me feel old. I don't want anybody to say I'm a quarter century. Like, no, I'm not a quarter century. I'm just 25.
Yeah, just take a quarter. Don't even worry about century. Just quarter. Just take quarter.
Before we go any further, thank everybody. Because I haven't been able to do so. I haven't had my phone. I've been without a phone since before I turned 21 or 20, 25. And I'm still without a phone, so I haven't been able to thank anybody because I don't like going on Facebook online. I don't have time to use my computer because my computer is really slow. So I haven't been on Facebook, and I haven't been responding to text messages. So I want to thank everybody for that, and I want to thank everybody first and foremost for all of the sacrificial deeds on Friday with the surprise party and everything. That was just a phenomenal experience, and I'm still relishing in that wonderful, absolutely memorable surprise party on Friday night. So I want to thank everyone. I love everybody, and I'm ready to keep rocking. I'm ready to keep rocking. I'll tell you one thing. We will be in a different place at 30, my brother. We will be in a different place at 30.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, my man.
That's for sure, man.
Thank you.
Don't think you need it. That's for sure. By 30, we will be in a different place, man. We will be in a different place. In fact, our post pick, a tweet of the week, will say exactly so. Listen, people, it's Motivational Monday. Man, do I feel good. I just turned the light on for the first time in my room. I was just around here walking around in the dark, you know. I just feel good this morning. It's Motivational Monday, and it's time for us to do it. It's time for us to dissect a quote. It's time for us to give y'all scripture of the week. It's time for us to give y'all post pick or tweet of the week. It's time for us to give you a word or phrase that will last you 7 days. But it's time for us to motivate. You know, and over the years, we've both gotten better at it. But you know what? We just love to do it. Motivational Monday is a day where we set out, we structure it out, and we give motivation. But we dedicate our lives to motivating folk. We dedicate our lives to telling people they can do it, to telling people they're capable of it, to activating greatness in every different way that we can. So we always decided when Monday comes, lest I bore you anymore, it's here. Go ahead, good brother. Motivational Monday starts right now.
Always be yourself. Express yourself. Have faith in yourself. Do not go out and look for a successful personality and duplicate it. Okay? This quote is by Bruce Lee. This is our quote of the day. And it's by Bruce Lee. He says, always be yourself, express yourself, have faith in yourself. Do not go out and look for a successful personality and duplicate it. Now, I've got to begin by saying that this is something that I notice and something that I want to say that I'm practicing or trying to practice more and more with each passing year. I mean, with each passing month, with each passing performance, it's something that becomes evident. The thing that becomes evident is the idea that the best thing that we all have to offer anyone, the best thing that we all have to offer anyone who pays us any mind, who pays us any ear, who pays us any attention, the best thing that we have to offer the world is the thing that no one else can offer, the thing that only you can offer. The best thing that we have to offer them is our naked self. Okay, now I constantly reflect back on Scary Close by Donald Miller. Awesome book. You should definitely read it. He talks about vulnerability, and he talks about being scary close. So you can't allow anyone to get scary close to you if you're not scary close with yourself. You gotta always be vulnerable. You gotta always be scary close, and you gotta always be able to just let it all out. You know what I mean? I'm talking about Allen Iverson, let it all out. I mean, just give everyone everything you've got with everything you've got, and give them the honest you. Nobody does you quite like you do. So when you do you, make sure you do the best you can do. Do you. Now, this show, not this episode, but this entire show, Nick and Eric in the Morning, was started 2.5 years ago now, and one of our fundamental mission statements was the concept that we're not making anybody great. Okay, what we're here to do is simply activate the greatness that's already inside of you. And this episode this morning is about being a limited edition. So I want you to know, first and foremost, that you already are a limited edition. You're not going to listen to this show, or you're not going to listen to anybody, and you're not going to start getting scary close to yourself, and you're not going to start putting in extra work to become a limited edition. No. No, you do all that stuff. You put the work in, and you sweat, and you reach, and you climb, and you work, and you sacrifice. You do all that stuff to become great, but not to become original. This is something that's been on you since you were born. This is something that you have to learn to reveal. Okay, you're a limited edition, and one question that I saw that Nick asked in the show description that he wrote was, I think he says, "What? Hold on, let me make sure I get this verbatim." He says, "How will you be different? How will you add value?" Let me. I read those two questions, and the first thing that popped into my mind was, what do you see when you look around you? What are you adding value to? And I'm going to give it to Nick shortly. But what I want to say right now is that you can't be a limited edition if you can look around yourself and you can't find any more limited editions. If all you see is copies, then you're going to be a copy. And it's that simple. A lot of times I see people who like to think they're original. But they like to think they're original simply because everyone around them likes to think that they're original, when in all actuality, nobody's being original. Everybody wants to be like Nicki Minaj. Everybody wants to be like Jay-Z. Everybody wants to be something else. So because they want to be something else, you want to be something else, and you think, oh, well, if everybody else is trying to be something else, then I can be something else and be me. But it doesn't work like that. You have to be you regardless of how much or how or what anyone around you is doing to be someone else or something else. Surround yourself by originals. Surround yourself by limited editions, and you will in turn begin to be a limited edition. Now, another thing you got to do is you got to learn to develop habits of limited editions. And one thing I mean by that, when I think about the limited edition mindset, I think about here's a few quick funny responses. First of all, when I was in college, you know, I'm a comedian. My roommate, he's a rapper, and we both we both really believe in our craft. We both think that we're really good. And I remember somebody was at our house, and somebody asked Rob. They said, "Well, who's the best rapper? Who do you think is the best rapper?" And I'm laughing at Rob because I knew we had just talked about this. And Rob's laughing at him, and Rob decides to just be honest. He is, well, you know, I mean, if I'm gonna be honest, I think I'm the best rapper. And the funny thing is that Rob had to laugh while he said it in order for her to take him seriously. Because no one's going to believe that you're the best but you. If you're going to be a limited edition, you can't believe that anybody's got what you got. I'll tell you something else. This is along the very same lines, but Kevin Hart, when he was he did an interview with Jimmy Kimmel on the Late Late Show or the Tonight Show, whichever one is Jimmy Kimmel's, and Jimmy said, "Well, what happened? What happened with this recent breakout of success? Like, why are you so popular now, Kev?" Obviously, this is like 8-9 years ago, and Kevin Hart said, "You know, people finally caught on, Jimmy. People, nothing's different about me. I've been this my entire life." If you want to be a limited edition, you have to believe that there's no edition quite like yours. Never has been, never will be, and there is not right now. If you search the entire world, no one will ever find you. And there's a reason for that. And you have to make them see why they will never find you. Be you. Be that limited edition, and you will be great. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, man. Listen. I just want to start this off by saying, I believe in you. You know, all of you listening to the show, I just want to let you guys know I believe in you. And I know most of you. I don't know which one of you it is that is listening. But I believe in you. I believe in what you're capable of. I believe in what you said you were going to do. And I believe that you're going to do it. I believe that you're going to do it. And sometimes it's good to hear that people believe in you. And which is why I needed to say it. There's a young cat that I love dearly. His name's Dante. And, I make it a conscious decision to tell this kid whenever I get the opportunity, I believe in you. And the first time I said it, I've never done this before, but the first time I said it, I saw how he lit up. And to me, it was like, whoa, why did that affect him so much? But then I realized that this kid loved me, okay? And I realized that by me telling him that I believed in him, it solidified what he was questioning about himself, okay? And then I started thinking about the people that I love. And if they told me that they believed in me in reference to something that I was struggling or scared or unsure or had doubt about, that would be the determining factor of whether or not I believed I could do it or not, right? That would be a huge factor, a driver. It might even change my mind. It might even eliminate all doubt. It might eliminate
or fear. It would just say, if they believe in me, I've got to do it. If they believe in me, I've got to be able to do it. Because I know me. They only know 75% of me. They've never seen me in the dark. They've never really seen me behind the scenes when my back was against the wall, fighting through adversity, through shame, through guilt, through pain. They've never seen me on all fours, crying and screaming to Jesus. They've never seen me like that. So if they believe in me, based on what I have allowed them to see, based on the performance outside the dark, outside the closed doors, then I got to be able to do it based on the performance behind closed doors. So I'm telling you guys today that I believe in you without even having seen your behind-the-door struggle, without even having seen the work that you've put in behind the scenes, without even having seen you crying and fighting through adversity, through guilt, through shame, through failure, through pain. I believe in you, and that means it's going to be done. That means you're going to get it done. And the reason why I know that you're going to get it done, the reason why I believe in you, the reason why I know you can do what you said you were going to do, the reason why I know you're going to get it done is because you're a limited edition. It's because I've never seen anybody like you before. I've never met two Eric Terrell Kaisers. I've never looked anybody else in the face like I looked Nicholas Christian in the face. I know that you're a limited edition. And because you're a limited edition, these things that are coming up against you, they have never seen anything like it before. They don't even know the real you. They've been getting the scared you. They've been getting the afraid you, the failed you. They've been getting the half of you. But if you really make up your mind and say, I'm a limited edition, there ain't nobody out here like me. Can't nobody handle adversity like me. I'm a limited edition. When you make up your mind that you're going to give this failure, that you're going to give this adversity, that you're going to give these storms, the rain, this pain, this heartache, when you make up your mind that you're going to give this all the stuff that's stacked up against you, your full limited edition self is nothing it can handle. It's nothing it can do. Can't do nothing with you. When you make up your mind and say, I'm going to be the limited edition that God made me, fresh out the wrapper. You got to holler at this storm. You got to holler at this pain. Say, oh, no, baby, you can't do nothing with me. I'm a limited edition. I'm worth more than what you think I am. Because, you see, the thing about a limited edition is because it's the only one like it, it has so much value because there's nothing else like it. People are looking all over the world to get this limited edition. People want you because you're so valuable. But you see, when you carry yourself with a limited edition mind, when you carry yourself like a limited edition, can't nothing touch you. Can't nothing mess you up because you still got the saran wrap on you. You're limited edition right now, but God ain't even let you get to where you're supposed to be yet. You're not even at your destiny. You're not in the hands of your owner yet. So therefore, you still got the bubble wrap on you. Even if you do fall, God got you wrapped up so well, the only thing that's going to be affected is the outside. It is the protection. But because you're a limited edition, you can fall. People can throw you whatever they want. They're going to try to scratch you. They're going to try to do all this, but you got bubble wrap, baby. You can't be worried about all that. All you got to do is say, I'm a limited edition. I know my worth. And all this stuff that's coming up against me ain't got nothing for me. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep pressing toward the mark. I'm a limited edition. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. And I'm getting out of here because we got segments. You see, the thing about a limited edition is a limited edition is only as valuable if it stays itself. You see, because you see, there's the limited edition, and then there's fakes, right? There's fakes. You see that there's always going to be that one Louis Vuitton bag that's really, really nice. That they've only made a limited amount of them. There's always going to be that limited edition LeBron shoe. There's always going to be that limited edition retirement Kobe shoe that's going to be worth so much money. But you see, then there's going to be the replicas. They're going to make these replicas. And these replicas, they're going to look just like the limited edition. They're going to look just like them. And they're going to have some of the things that this limited edition has. It's going to be real similar. And their life goal, their sole purpose is to be just like the limited edition. But you see, what happens with a replica is that it never really garners the value of the limited edition. No matter what it tries to do, no matter how much it looks exactly like the actual limited edition, no matter how much you charge, it still doesn't get the value like the limited edition. But you see, the reality is that if the replica didn't try to be like the limited edition, if the replica actually had its own edition, if it had its own version of whatever it was, then it would have exceptional value like the limited edition. What I'm trying to say is that if you are fearfully and wonderfully made, if you have your own limited edition version, don't try to be like somebody else's limited edition, because when you try to be like someone else, then you take away from the value of your – oh, y'all not. Come on.
Yeah.
By you trying to be somebody else, you're encumbering the value of yourself. God made you to be perfect. God made you to be beautiful. God made you to be intelligent. God made you to be – oh, come on. I don't have the words to describe how limited you are, how amazing you are. Don't go take away from that by trying to be somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't be Nick Christian. You can't be Eric Terrell. No. You can't be them. My name's already taken. My life is already written. You can't go back and start over and be me. You only going to fail because you weren't me out the womb. No. See, my limited edition has been developing since May 21st, 1992.
Right.
I've been developing my limited edition. So you can't just come out now and try to be a replica. No, you're never going to be able to do it. You got to go back 24 years and live 24 years of limited edition. They've been making me for 24 years. You can't just come out now and decide you're going to be me. I mean, you could try, but you ain't going to be nothing but a replica. But why be a replica when you can be a limited edition? Why be a replica? That Jeffrey Shuford, who is the president of Tech for Vets, he told me this when I was very, very young, years ago. I'll never forget it. We were in the backyard. We were playing on the Fisher Price, and I kept doing everybody in the NBA. I tried to do everybody else's dunk, and I would switch up my voice, and I would do these different things. And he sat me down. We were talking. He got to kicking me knowledge, and he said, "This is what he said." He said, "Listen," he said, "it's cool to imitate and play around." But what he said was, he said, "But don't keep trying to be like everybody else, because if you keep trying to be like everybody else, watch this, you'll forget who you are."
Wow.
You'll forget who you are. You'll be trying to replicate everybody else's limited edition. But by the time you realize that you failed, by the time you realize it's impossible, when it's time for you to go back to being you, you're going to forget who you were. You're going to forget why you were so limited. You're going to forget why your limited edition was so valuable. So what we're talking about today, we're talking about believing in the behind the dark work, believing in the behind the scenes work, believing in the work, the tears, the pain, the heartache, the confusion, all of this stuff that encumbered your mind, that weighed down your body, that had your heart heavy, that had your love looking dark, all the stuff that made you reconsider, all the stuff that made you cry, all that stuff, you got to believe that all of that was for a purpose. All of that was transforming your addition. All of that was making you brand new. All of that was making you better. And because you went through all of that, now you can look at all the stuff that's stacked up against you. I'm limited edition, baby. Limited edition.
Yes, sir.
But you gotta believe in yourself, because I believe in you, and I only know the half. You gotta believe in yourself. Second thing is, you gotta focus on your addition. Can't be out here worried about these replicas. These replicas gonna come. In fact, if you're a real good limited edition, you kind of want some replicas. Like, I want somebody out here trying to be like me. Like, I'm going to tell them, listen, don't be like me. No.
Yeah.
Be the best version of you. But I done been through some stuff that I'm going to tell you about, and you can take that and don't do that. So you shouldn't have to fail like I fail. Now, you want some mentees. You want some young folk that want to be like you. That means you out here doing something. But you got to teach them that they don't want to be like you. They want to be better than you. They want to be a limited edition of themselves that includes some failures or that includes some triumphs that you weren't able to get because of some of the mistakes you made that they won't make because you're going to sow seeds back into them. That's what you got to know. You got to know there's going to be some replicas out here. But lastly, you got to know that you're a limited edition, and that by you focusing on somebody else's limited edition, that you're going to lose value in yourself, and worse, watch this, you're going to forget who you are. That's the three keys that I'm going to hit you with this morning. Now, we got to move. I'm moonwalking up out of that into the segment.
That's good. That's good. That's real good. That's great. Watch them replicas, man.
Yeah, it's going to be these replicas. It's going to be these replicas out here. It's going to be these replicas. Okay, here we go, baby. The word or phrase that will last you 7 days.
Seven.
Now, this word,
days.
It's a quality word, but it's just quality because I think we can use it often. But it's not necessarily like, ooh. But anyway, the word is druthers. Okay? Druthers. D-U-R-T-H-E-R-S. Okay? Now, the definition of this word, druthers, is one's way, choice, or preference. Okay? Druthers, one's way, choice, or preference. And now to use it in a sentence. If I had my druthers, I would be the most expensive limited edition in this world.
There it is.
You see what I did there?
I see how you spun that into the theme. That was good. That was real good.
Yeah. Druthers, people. Druthers. Word of phrase. Last you 7 days. Seven days.
That might last me more than 7 days. I'll tell you that much right now. I like that one.
Yeah. Druthers is quality. If I had my druthers, that'd last me more than 7. Yes, sir. Moving on, we got our scripture of the week. Oh, no, we're going to do that last. Okay, we've got our post pick or tweet of the week. Now, this one we kind of referenced earlier, and this is by none other than me. That's right, I said it, and I'm being selfish because I had another one, but I thought of my post for my boy, and I said, you know what, I'm going to use that one. I ain't thinking about this other one. I'll use that next week. Anyway, y'all go check me and my man E out. It was a birthday pick. He was looking clean. He was looking cooler than the other side of the pillow. But a post I posted.
Yeah.
And I want to be on record for this one, okay? Years from now, we'll look back on this picture. We'll remember the conversation we had on this night. We'll look each other in the face and say, it wasn't easy.
But it will be
done.
And I
told my man I love him to life, and I told him happy birthday. But it's a pivotal quote. A pivotal quote to share the same sentiment as what we talked about at the top of the show. At 30 years old, we're gonna be in a much different space than we get today, baby. And the good thing is that you, our listeners, will get to follow us all the way through, and we'll follow you as well because we're taking y'all with us, like we said. We ain't moving up and leaving y'all where y'all at. Y'all coming on up with us.
a promotion shall be your promotion and yours ours, because we're in this thing together, baby. But lastly, for our live listeners, don't worry. I know y'all like, hurry up, get to the quote, get to the scripture, get to the picture. I got you. For our live listeners, I'm moving. Today's scripture is Exodus chapter 20. My phone's frozen, but I know it, so hi, you played yourself. Exodus chapter 30, verses 12, and it reads, whenever they enter the tent of meeting, they shall wash with water so that they will not die. Also, when they approach the altar to minister by presenting fruit of offering, they shall wash their hands and feet so they will not die. I chose this text today because this text speaks to remembering how unworthy we are for God's grace. It's one thing to be a limited edition, but it's also to understand that no matter what we do, no matter how we live, we still need to wash ourselves, get ourselves ready when we go before the Lord. Whether we're praying, whether we're ministering, even if we're just thanking Him, we just need to understand the reverence that He has, but also we need to understand who we are as people. We are guilty. We are dirty. And we need to wash ourselves and get forgiveness for Him when we go before Him, because we're so unworthy for the day-to-day blessings that He gives us, okay? So that's the scripture of the week, Exodus chapter 30, verses 12 through 14. Man, I had a good time this morning. Yeah, I really did. I was hyped about this whole show.
Yeah, this was good. This was a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, I felt this. This was a good start to my week, man. I'm about to work out because they told me I was skinny on Saturday. Now, I think that was because I was wearing black, but I do feel like I lost some weight because I had the flu last week. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry for missing y'all on Wednesday. I was struggling with the flu, so I'm sorry for missing y'all. I did miss you, and it was switch week last week, so I missed Monday's Motivational Monday. That's probably why I was hyped this morning. But, yeah, I'm sorry I missed that, but I'm back now. I'm feeling good, so thank you for your prayers. And thank you, E, for your prayer, brother, and your word on Wednesday. But, yeah, we're getting out of here. I'm about to work out because, like I said, they're talking about I'm skinny, and I don't like that. I don't like that. I spent years trying to avoid that, so we got to get right. I went out yesterday, got me all this protein. I got bars, I got drinks, and I got dumbbells. So when I'm looking swole, y'all better tell me because I've been putting that work in. All right, we're getting up out of here.
Bars.
We're getting up out of here.
I got bars.
Yeah. I done got everything. I got the whole GNC right here in the room. You ain't got to worry.
Oh, goodness. I know nothing about that life. Oh.
Yeah, you
I know nothing about that
life. Yeah, we gonna get you right sooner or later. You gonna come calling soon. You gonna come calling sooner or later. You gonna be on your Kevin Hart. Yeah, bro. I got an action comedy. I got to get right. I'm gonna be like, all right, I'm flying out.
Oh my goodness!
Go ahead, bro.
So many strong friends. I gotta be like y'all. I can't.
Yeah, you need to be like
Gabe.
Go
to the beach with none of y'all.
Gabe got a chill. Gabe looked like he break somebody's wall down just by blowing. He just looked like a big bad wolf. He just going just oof.
He is the Incredible Hulk.
In the flesh.
So, don't get us started on Gabe, yo.
Yeah, man. All right, well, we're getting out of here. We can bust it up for forever. We're cutting into my 30-minute workout. I already lost 4 minutes. All right, so listen, we gave you a lot this morning, and we're glad you received it all, but we also want you to receive this. We also want you to know that our destiny, that your destiny, my destiny, Eric's destiny, all of our destiny is greatness. But the good thing about that is it's not because of you. It's not because of me. It's not because of E. Our destiny is greatness because what, E? Come on, good brother.
Because God did it.
That's right, baby. Our destiny is greatness because God did it. I holler at you. Y'all be easy. Peace.
Good day.